Before I continue on the segment, I do want to give a shout out here. Hey, shout out to Day 4 contributing $4.99 a month to my podcast. I truly appreciate that. That's a big deal for me, for someone who believes in my work and continues to listen to my podcast. Day, you are a good friend ever since I met you at my at the last place I worked in. I used to work with him, and he's when I told him I was moving here to Southern California to pursue my dreams, he was truly, truly supportive. So I'm grateful to have a friend like you. Thank you for this and continuing to support me. Peace, man. I hope you're well. Bye. Apparently, to some people in my family, I pose like a prostitute. Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig of Love Exchange with another episode. I hope you're doing well, because I'm doing fine. I'm having an interesting Friday already, and it kind of threw me a curveball, actually. So for some of you know, I do have a dedicated Lady Jig Instagram that I had to make it private. So if you're my friend right now, or if I've already accepted you, or if you have followed me in the past when I was still a public account, you made it in. It's not to say I won't accept any other friendship, but it's just that at this point, you won't be able to just follow me without me accepting you. So here's the deal. If you've seen my Lady Jig Instagram, I will admit that it is sexual. Like, I do have pictures of me that are a little bit sexier than my regular Instagram. And honestly, people who are open-minded about like sex or about sexuality, honestly, my pictures are tamed. They are tamed as fuck compared to all the other stuff that's out there. But to a, you know, old school, somewhat religious and family, I'm Filipino. A lot of the older generation in my family, or even probably most, all probably, don't understand that. And they think my photos are really scandalous. And so somebody back home in the Philippines found out about my Instagram, saw my pictures. That family then brought it up to other family members, which they brought it up to my dad. And then my dad calls me about them. The person that brought it up to my dad said that, oh, so-and-so Lady Jig has photos online and she's posing like a prostitute. Yep, I'm posing like a prostitute, he says. Now, I was a little bit nervous about it, kind of knew about it ahead of time. I found out through someone else that, hey, so-and-so found your Instagram, blah, blah, blah. What I did after that was I decided to privatize my Lady Jig profile. I didn't want to. I felt really bad about it. Honestly, I felt like I was being oppressed, because that was my way of also expressing my sexier side of me. But in order to kind of like control this craziness in my family, I decided to just block it in hopes that maybe, you know, my dad won't find out, or it will die down eventually. I think it will die down. I think right now it's the hot topic in my family. I don't give a shit. I really don't. And I did not apologize. So anyway, my dad calls me about it and confronts me. And I said, you know, the pictures are sexy for sure, but I'm not naked. I'm covering, my face is covered. No one recognizes me. Family will recognize me because, you know, they recognize me, but any Joe Schmo in the street wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, people in the Midwest won't know me. No one else will know me except my friends and family. And so my dad was just like, well, take it down. Don't do that again. And I was like, well, it's private, and I blocked it so no one can see it. So I didn't tell him I didn't delete it. I just said, I blocked it. No one can see it. And he's like, well, as long as you're sorry, blah, blah. I was like, I'm not sorry. I had to explain to him, I'm an artist, you know, that's how I express myself. And I know you don't understand that, because your values are different, or the way you see the world is different from what I see it. And we got into a heated argument, as I imagine, but you know what? It's all good. I don't regret what I did, because I know who I am, and I'm not like a prostitute, first of all. As for many of you know, especially if you listen to my podcast regularly, I believe in sex positivity. I believe that we should be able to talk about sex openly in a respectful manner. And sometimes it's funny. Sex is funny. It's definitely dirty. And I'm the kind of person to be open to showing my sensual side. Yes, there are men out there who find my pictures and they will message me and saying, "Oh my God, you made me come." I roll my eyes as I read that and I block them. You know, I find it one, entertaining for sure. Two, not even disturbing, because the thing is, sex, sexuality, those are all natural things. It is. It is natural. Some people may not see it that way. I think a lot of people who are probably more of the conservative side might try to oppress that type of, oppress sexuality and talking about sex. But we got to be true to it. In meaning, we got to be honest that sex is a natural thing. And yes, people do it to produce more human beings, but at the same time, people do it for pleasure. That's the reality of it. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I had mentioned that guys look at my picture and they tell me, they message me, "You made me came," or you're hot, you're sexy. And, you know, those are fine. I don't find that disturbing, because you know what? Guys or even women can find anything and get aroused by it. Men especially, right? They can look at a Victoria's Secret models or like catalog and you know, come, you know, just by looking at it. So whatever, I don't apologize for my Lady Jig Instagram. You can still, you know, find me on there. And as long as you're not my family, I'll probably add you or accept you. The thing is, you got to be mature and respectful of what's posted on there. And, you know, all my picture, if you see it, you're going to be like, this is nothing. It isn't. And maybe we are all desensitized to what we see in the world, right? We see all kinds of things, especially here in the US. And that might be a good or bad thing, but my pictures are tamed as fuck compared to what's out there. So anyway, I thought I'd share this because this was something that was very bothersome when I first found out about, like, people finding on the Philippines and that they were going to tell my dad and shit. And it's just like, oh my God, guys, like, first of all, mind your own business, you know? And I say that in the most respectful way. I know that sounds kind of rude, but it's just like, that's me, you know what I mean? That's what I'm doing. And I'm an older woman. I'm 34 years old. I know how to make my own decisions. I'm not going to put myself out there if I think I'm in danger. I wouldn't do that. Why do you think I use the name Lady Jig and not my real name? Or why do you think I cover my face? You know, for privacy reasons, for protection, right? So anyway, well, that's where it is. That's where what the story is at. And I thought I'd share that because it's something that bothered me. And I don't, like, again, I don't regret it. Don't get me wrong. I love my family and I respect them. And I get where they're coming from. There is a cultural and generational gap between me and my old parents, for sure. So they're not going to understand me when I say I'm an artist. Like, what does that mean? Because the old school mentality, especially for Filipinos, is that they want to make sure you're stable and have a stable income, which makes sense. I understand. So they also look into jobs and that will give that security. For example, nursing, engineering, accounting, being a doctor, even teachers, things like that. So that's what they were raised in the Philippines. And that's, you know, one of the things they do, or they take on those types of positions, knowing that they could immigrate in other countries with those types of jobs. So I understand where they're coming from. And the reason I'm saying all this is because they don't understand what an artist is and how an artist can make a living. For example, my sister tried to explain to my dad about YouTubers and how much they make. And I don't think he really understands, how can they make so much? It's YouTube. Like, how's YouTube making money? Which I understand. Like, yeah, how do they make that money? You can all say it's advertising, all kinds of stuff, but he doesn't get it. But it's possible, right? And as an artist, I don't want to do the jobs they want me to do. Like, my dad for the longest time try to get me to get an office job in San Francisco to work for the city and county of San Francisco. Don't get me wrong, they give awesome benefits. And my dad worked for the San Francisco Public Library for about 29 years, and they gave him good benefits. So I understand his mentality, and I don't blame anyone. I'm not dissing anyone getting a job like that, because it does give you a lot of stability to support yourself and your family. But at the same time, I'm not ready to take on a job like that. Not because I'm underskilled or anything. I'm skilled to do those positions. But at the same time, I'm an artist. I want to express myself. I want to write. I want to be out there in the world. I know that might sound pretentious maybe, but honestly, a 40-hour desk job is death to me. I don't know if I'm being... It might sound dramatic to you, but it's not, because I've done those jobs. You know what I mean? I've done those jobs, and part of me liked the job because I was helping people, but at the same time, I didn't. I didn't like sitting in front of a computer all day and then coming home and not be able to create because my brain was too fried from sitting in front of another computer of a job that I didn't care about. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. It's one thing if like I've done all the things I wanted to do in life and I'm ready to retire, then maybe, you know, if I'm like in my 60s or 70s and that's the job that I'll do, and I'm like, fine, that's fine with me. You know what I mean? Because I did all the things I want to do. But right now I don't want to settle into those kind of jobs. And again, I do want to emphasize, I'm not dissing anyone taking on those type of roles or positions, because there are people who like those jobs, and that's great. As long as it makes you happy, it's all good in the hood with me. I don't really care. And some people are doing it for income, and I also understand that too, because people gotta support themselves, they gotta support their family, and I respect that. But at the same time, don't look at people who are not doing that, right? I mean, don't look at people in a way that like you're judging them because they're not doing those types of positions. Like for me, I'll take on those roles for income, but not because I'm passionate about it. And that's what matters to me the most, is doing something that I'm passionate about in hopes that I can make a livelihood out of my passion. Anyway, this is a little rant, as you can see. I just had to really express myself when it came to this issue about my Lady Jig Instagram. It really sucked to even privatize it, because I felt like I was being oppressed of how to express myself. And if you're really curious of my pictures, you can definitely still request for an add-in into the account. I will most likely add you in. It's a Lady Jigs Love Exchange. There's no longer any more underscore marks on there. I used to have some underscore, but it's just straight Lady Jigs Love Exchange. But yeah, that's the story of the day, probably for the week, probably for maybe 1 or 2 weeks for some people in my family, but I don't give a shit. I told my dad, like, if anyone calls him about me, they can call me directly. I'm serious. We can straight up talk about it. And I'll just say the same thing over and over again. I know you don't understand this, but I'm an artist. That's how I express myself. No apologies there, you guys. No apologies. Don't apologize for your art. Especially if it's not hurting anyone. You know, my thing is like, if it makes you happy, and as long as you're not hurting yourself and you're not hurting other people, then why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? If there are people who don't like what you do, is it really hurting them? Because they can just turn away and not look. Like, there's some things on TV that I'm not going to watch, but I'm not going to go around and diss them. You know, it's just not my thing. Anyway, I guess that's just it. It's just me venting, basically. But thank you for listening to this. If you do want to comment or, you know, or support my struggle, I guess you could say, it's not even that like a super struggle. There are far worse struggles out in the world. So I don't want to really call this a struggle. It's more of an annoyance. But if you want to do send me some commentary here, or, you know, support me, you can text me or call me at my Google Voice number, 415-320-8375. Again, the number is 415-320-8375. Some of you might think, 415, where's that from? That is the city and county of San Francisco. I used to live there. My personal number is not San Francisco. I still have my the same number I used to have, like I had in high school. I used to live in another part of the Bay Area. So, but anyway, 415-320-8375. You could text me and you could call me, leave me a voicemail. You can give me a pseudonym if you want to say, hey, you know, thanks for sharing or whatever. But yeah, so that's my Google Voice. I hope to hear from you. It's so awesome to kind of connect differently with other people listening to my podcast, like to have that interaction. That's my main goal. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday so far. This is very raw and unedited. So yeah, take care. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace. Bye.